Long before President Barack Obama's trip this week, the U.S. has had a physical foothold in Cuba with a naval base and prison at Guantanamo Bay. Obama's seeking to close down the detention center. Illinois' U.S. senators are split on its future. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Republicans like Illinois U.S. Senator Mark Kirk are adamant that Guantanamo Bay's prisons stay open. Kirk recently penned an op-ed with a list of his concerns. He says he plans to introduce a bill banning Gitmo detainees from being transferred to what he calls terror hotspots like Sudan and Somalia. He also advocates a continued prohibition on moving detainees to the U.S.
And I would say to those who are defending Guantanamo Bay, they are defending spending $5 million a year on each detainee we're holding in Guantanamo.
That's Illinois' other U.S. Senator, Dick Durbin, who says prisons here, including one in Illinois, already house terrorists.
So to say that we've got to maintain Guantanamo for some sort of symbol, it's a pretty darn expensive symbol.
Durbin, a Democrat, accompanied Obama on the trip to Cuba. Durbin says he had no direct discussions with Cuban leaders about the transfer of prisoners. Durbin says there's no question Cuba wants to regain control of the coastal land on the country's southern tip, where the detention center and naval base are located. I'm Amanda Vinicky.